Welcome to St. Ninian's Community Church Lent Podcast. Thanks for listening. It's David here, and today we will be reading from Micah chapter 6, verses 6 to 8. I'd like us to read these verses, firstly, as an invitation to come near to God. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has told you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you, but to do justice, and to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God? As we begin this new week, let us consider this question. What does God expect from me? What does God expect from me? Is this question just for those who believe, or for humanity? What is God's purpose for human existence? The Westminster Catechism states that the main purpose for human beings is to glorify and to enjoy God. Do these verses in Micah shed any light on our purpose? Does God want our things? Is he interested in our achievements? Is it the amount of stuff that we give to God that is important? These verses cut through to the heart of the matter. They don't disregard our offerings to God, but rather highlight what is more important and what our heart behind all that we do should be. We also read in Corinthians, if I give away all that I have, and if I deliver up my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing. What does God require of you and me? To do justice, to love kindness, to walk humbly with our God. So what is it to do justice? There is a move in this generation that seeks social justice. That is, people are treated equally, regardless of their age, their race, their ethnicity, their gender, their beliefs, their orientation, etc. Is this what is meant for us in these verses? When we think about doing something justice or doing someone justice, it is to represent them in a fair and balanced way. I think that as we read these verses, there's an implication on both our attitude towards God and to those around us. We need to approach God with a correct representation of ourselves, as well as living lives that are seeking justice, especially for the minorities and those whose voice cannot be heard. How can we treat others justly and fairly? I think the best way to think about what is a just outcome in any given situation that we might face this week is to try and put ourselves in the shoes of each party involved. If we can really identify with individual circumstances and reasonings, then we're more likely to be able to treat them fairly. May God give us wisdom that we can have a balanced view on what is right and wrong. Next is kindness. In all things, we should be a people of compassion, and our heart should show kindness. If it was all just about justice, then there'd be so many fingers pointing at us. We're all found guilty in so many areas of life. But thankfully at the cross, mercy and justice meet. Jesus' sacrifice brought justice while showing so much mercy. Jesus was the King who serves. The justice that he brought cost him his life. We cannot be so desperate for justice that we ignore mercy. Are we prepared to stand up for what is right, even if there is a cost involved? that might be that we are misrepresented and misunderstood. Let us be those who are kind in our responses and kind in our actions. Kindness should be our intention as well as our reaction when pressed. And finally, we're to walk humbly. What does it mean to walk with God? We can think of Adam in the Garden of Eden. He had a relationship with God that was uninterrupted by sin. But then after the fall, we also read about Enoch in the Old Testament. He also walked with God. It talks about a closeness with God. And at the end of his life, he didn't even die. God took him, just like Elijah was taken. Walking with humility indicates a dependence on God more than on ourselves. Walking is the simplest of movements. Jesus' relationship with the Father is the best example of walking with God. He had a very natural communication with God on a daily basis. It was a two-way relationship, like a friend speaking with a friend. The other thing we should notice about walking is that it takes us forward. As we walk with God, we should go places with Him. It's not a stagnant position. We cannot remain stationary. So today, may we know a closer walk with God as we do justice and love kindness. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the example of Jesus, that He showed us what is possible for us also. His life lived and His walk with you. Lord, we aspire to the same today, Lord. We want to walk as He walked with you. We just pray that you would give us grace as we live our lives representing your kingdom purposes in the spheres that we find ourselves today. And Lord, may you comfort and give peace to all who hear this today. In Jesus' name.